Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Blog Talk listeners. Here we are with another A Little Deja Brew Goes a Long Way. Woohoo! We're back. We took a week off last week. You know, sometimes when we're working on air and we have an air planet in retrograde, as hard as we do and we want to have success, sometimes something doesn't go right and it's just best just to say no, cancel, and wait till the next week. The good news is Mercury did go direct. All systems are go in that department. And it's a blessing. Hi, my name is Patricia, and I am your host for Stargate Earth and this show, Deja Brew. We're here today with the Lara Atlantis Connection, and they are here, and they want to give you a little lift for your week, as well as tie into some of the energies that may be happening this week and what you can do to help brighten your week and give yourself a little lift. I have my Deja Brew, my cup of coffee here, my Java, and I certainly hope you do too, your tea or whatever beverage of your choice. So let's get started. Give me a moment to connect to the Lyra Atlantis Connection. So while we're doing this, let's take a couple deep breaths, breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, and breathing out, and connected to the Lyra Atlantis Connection. Good morning, Starplanes. We are here, and we are in full throttle of this new beginning. Some of the energies we're going to be experiencing this week is a direct motion of this beautiful communicative air planet. And we like to name it so. We don't like to leave anything derogatory. It's not nice. We like to give Mercury a blessing for all the lessons learned, for all the Earthlings and all of our star flames on planet Earth. So thank you, Mercury. We're glad to have hosted you, and now we are glad that you have returned direct so we can get on with our lives. And also, planet Earth will be experiencing two planet direct motions later on this month. Pluto and Saturn will be going direct as well. So if you had any well-laid plans and you feel like they've been stalled and put on the back burner or nothing's been going right or it's a hem-hawing around of yes, no, I don't know, take a good solid look of it and take a good look again. This is your weeding process now of what you can actually weed out, what you don't want to come to fruition, and what you do want to move ahead with. Therefore, we are going to get started. This week, with our little Mercury planet going direct, there's a lot of excitement in the air. There's a full moon coming up over the weekend. People are going, yay, full moon, blood moon, oh no, in the fire sign of Aries, woo, that's okay. Don't let the star systems get in your way of living. The stars are here to guide you. They are not here to dictate your life. Take what works for you and remove the rest. And if down the road you realize, well, maybe there was some influence there, I will pay attention to that next time. Just make that mental note. Write it down in your diary or what have you. Put a little whatever that yellow, our host calls a yellow sticky up on the computer. And remind yourself of that. We want to move ahead. We want to move ahead with our life. We want to move ahead with our journey. But we're also in the season of fall, actually, mid-fall, closing in onto early winter. Some of you are saying, well, I just got into the fall season. But, if you think about it, midwinter is the winter solstice. Midsummer is the summer solstice. That would logically dictate that spring and fall equinoxes are the midpoints of those seasons. And, you know, logic does prevail. So without further ado, this week we're going to be moving forward with those well-laid plans, moving forward with communication style, moving forward with our journeys, moving forward in our relationships with each other. Quite a many that we have been listening to are bound on their relationships. They've come to a stall point. Many relationships have been terminated. Those people are in a thrall of, where do I go? I don't have a winter lover. What am I going to do with myself? Well, take this week just to sit back and take some deep breaths and realize sometimes it's good to be single. And it's good because you can do as you desire without someone else saying you can or cannot. For those of you who are in relationships, you probably had a trying time this last month with this Mercury retrograde because it was in Virgo and now we are in the Libra season, and which is all about the balancing of scales and moving forward with relationships. So more relationships will probably be tried at this time. All the angers and frustrations from the last month in relationships are going to be brought forward this week to be taken another look. Those who have terminated their relationships are going to be taking a look at that as well. So it's basically a point this week of looking back at this last month and making decisions so you can move forward this month, especially later on in the month, where you will be defining your new territories, your new boundaries, and building your new. And what we want to bring to you is a light blessing. We want to bless you with this beautiful fall light. And by the light, it's not just the light of the sky, it's the light of the earth. Look how the earth is just blooming in color. Look at the beautiful foliage on those trees, the tall giants of the earth, the giants that stay in one place. And they do move. Oh, yes, they do. Have you ever wandered out in the forest and go, oh, I thought that tree was over here? Or, there was never a tree here before. Where did this tree come from? I never seen a seedling here before. These tall giants do roam the earth. Granted, they move slowly, but sometimes they can move quickly. Remember, on earth, nothing is as it appears. It may look stable, but it's not stable. It may look solid, but it is not solid. It may be fluid. Then again, it may not be fluid. Take some time to center into yourself and just be with yourself. Take your plans and just really go over everything. Because for the rest of October, you're going to be falling into color with this beautiful foliage. And there's a saying on earth that fall is so beautiful, it shows you how beautiful it is to let things go. And with our host is doing the same thing. She's letting things go. She's letting things go from her previous relationship. And it looks like we have a caller. Let's see if we can take a caller. Hi, Stargate Earth. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hi, my name is Tamika. How are you?
I'm fine, Tamika. How are you?
Doing okay.
Would you like to ask our channel today?
Sure. I'd like to know if you could see what's coming up for me. I've just relocated with my mom. Wasn't really something I wanted to do, but I couldn't financially stay where we relocated from. So I just wanted to know what you saw with this for myself in my life coming up. If you see me staying here, or if you see me not staying here, and what the outcome will be.
Okay, so our channel says, Tamika, there's a lot, including yourself, including our host, who is in a predicament of being in a place where they don't want to be, but now the time is to be moving forward. Your timeline of leaving where you're going to be leaving is about 6 months from now. So this is the time to lay down your grounded plans and go to where you want to go. Save your money. Start finding ways to bring another income in. Just start working with it. Start putting your intention out there, being open to receive that the financing will be available for you to relocate in the 6 months that you have to go. And what you want to do is keep yourself safe at this time. This is an utmost priority. You want to keep you and your heart and your body safe. So if this situation is not healthy for you, you need to go to a shelter right away. But if you can withstand where you're at, draw some protection, draw some boundaries, stand your ground, and keep vibrating. Reach into the fifth dimension and reach for that energy. Get out of this third dimensional energy. This is where all the chaos is. You will never get where you're going in the third dimensional energy anymore. You have to reach up into the fifth dimension. You have to say, I take myself to the fifth dimension, and feel that energy move. And that's where you're going to go. And remember, when you have to go to work, you're probably in a 3D, but you have to bring yourself into the 5D. Take yourself in the 5D everywhere. Take it into work. Wherever you go, put yourself in that energy. Draw what you need into that energy, into that 5D, into yourself. Go.
Thank you.
Well, that was great. We had a caller. Our host is so happy. All right, we're going to return you to our host now, and we thank you, Star Flames. And have a deja vu day. Wow, that was really cool. We had a caller. You know, if we're going to have more callers, I'll be happy to extend the show to 30 minutes. That would be fantastic. I think more people need help from the Lyra Atlantis connection. They are Lyra and Atlantis are well up into the 20th dimensions and beyond. So they have the capabilities to move us through where we're going. All right, next Monday, same time, same channel, we are going to have another Deja Brew, and we will see you then. Thanks for listening.